it's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, it's Monday, and of course, we at Kevin McCullough Radio like to turn our attention to the markets. I don't know if you're like me, but on Monday morning, I do a check-in. I pull up my little apps, and I see where my holdings are at and what happened, if there were any movements in the pre-opens and what happened over the weekend. And sometimes the metals markets are even moving prior to the opening bell. So there's always stuff to be checking up on. And as we go through this next week and the next weeks to come, friends, let me just remind you, the president has said that he intends to initiate a massive tax increase. That when you combine that with the probability that we're going to see inflation coming very soon, there's just no question about whether or not this is going to be a very bumpy financial season. And my commitment to doing Money Mondays each week is so that you know how to protect yourself. And that's why I am so thrilled that David Fisher is the person that we turn to, because Landmark Capital has helped me protect my portfolio and what we are doing to leave a legacy for our family. And I'm hoping that you are able to do that as well with the help that he gives us. David, good to have you. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you talking about economics. It's definitely going to change here, it looks like.
Yeah. So Fed Chairman Powell talked, he was on 60 Minutes last night. What did he give us?
Well, it's really important to watch what the president says and does, but it's maybe even more so important what the Fed does and says. And they Jerome Powell talked about three distinctive things, three things we've been talking about, ironically. Interest rates. And he said it's highly unlikely that they will be raised over this year and will remain he didn't say they will remain artificially low, but Steve Leisman from CNBC and many others are saying that. The second thing Fed Chairman talked about, which Archegos Capital, the Fed is reviewing how this one small company had such a large impact, causing chaos in the market. This was on March 29th when Archegos Capital triggered billions of dollars of losses, about $30 billion in stock sale losses. And the third thing, Kevin, they talked about was digital currency. And he had a big concern and focused for the Fed was that the Fed currency is going to come out, but not this year.
So the Feds are going to do a digital currency.
They've been working on it. We talked a little bit on your program a few times. They've been working on it for 2 years. They're a little bit slow and behind the curve. But, yes, it's coming out, but it's not going to happen this year.
I don't like that. I don't want the Fed to do that, but I guess we can't stop them. So what did he basically say these three elements, what impact are these three things going to have on the economy?
Well, let's break this down and one at a time. The single most important thing that investors are focusing on is inflation and interest rates. Well, I think the Fed even knows inflation is already here, and they say it's lower than 2%, lower than 1%. Realistically, it's over 2%. But the Fed is terrified with debt deflation. Let me explain what that is. In other words, when you look at deflation, the traditional term is when, like cell phones, talk about that, technology. Cell phones have gotten more advanced and cheaper per the technology over the years. And cell phones have gotten more expensive, but the ability of what it does from a technology standpoint has gotten cheaper. Debt deflation, on the other hand, is completely different. And central bankers are terrified that we're going to have a deflation is when the value of a bond begins to drop aggressively, making it more expensive to service. And as bond prices fall, yields rise. And that's what's been happening this last 6 months. And many say that it's going to continue to rise yields, which makes debt payments more challenging. And we already have 130% of GDP. In other words, we're way over servicing our debt, and we're going to add another $3 to $5 trillion this year, which means when the Fed starts to be forced to raise rates, and they will, they're going to move the goalposts. They're going to say, oh, now we need to have 2.5% inflation. And they'll change it when we get to that. They'll say it's 3%. They'll change it and say, no, we need to have more like 5%. They're going to believe us to live in this fantasy of the goalposts being moved so they just can continue to print money and service this debt. But at some point, it's not going to work. And that's where the problem is being talked about by many financial economists.
Well, every time they do that, David, doesn't it just because gold and precious metals are kind of unchangeable? Like, their value does go up a little bit here or there, et cetera. But most of the gains that are made in the metals markets is because the dollar becomes weak.
You're exactly right. In fact, the dollar, and let's jump to the third topic, and we'll forget Archegos Capital because that's just a sign that a massive leverage could still come out, and we're watching that. But this leads us to the third thing that President or Jerome Powell talked about, digital currency. The dollar has, I said this last week on your show, that the dollar has lost its world global reserve as far as its amount of being used. It's at the lowest place in history over 25 years. The report came out last week by the International Monetary Fund. Ironically, what happened also last week, I've been talking about this, and China did it. They pulled the trigger. According to Seeking Alpha, the Chinese currency, the digital yuan, was just launched. And this is unveiling something we've been talking about. They already done the test runs and the pilot program. What this means simply is they're going to forego using U.S. dollars now completely, and they're going to use this as the launching pad to globally use their currency. And one of the things they're trying to do is when the Beijing Olympics happens in 2022, they want people to come to their country to use this digital currency on a phone app and get used to this. And Stanford University has said, if we wait 5 or 10 years, we're going to end up with a very bad environment. And Jerome Powell just said on Sunday that in his testimony that it's a high priority, but they're years behind China. So we're way behind the game on this, and this develops a very geostrategic and political threat to our U.S. dollar right. And our world reserve.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. But the bottom line, friend, and David, I saw some things on social media this morning, people saying, you know, will digital currency be the safe haven that gold used to be? And I'm thinking to myself, nope, because there's the same problems with the digital currency that there are with paper currency. And if you don't have the inherent value of what you're holding, then it's not going to operate the same. So if you saw the 60 Minutes piece, if you have concerns about the things that David just told us, you need to engage with the Landmark Capital crew and help them know how they can best help you protect what you have earned and saved. 844-604-2575. They'll do a financial blueprint review for you. That's take a look at your strategy and help you understand what you're doing and where some vulnerabilities might be. There's no charge for that. And if you tell them you heard it on Kevin McCullough Radio, David will take care of it personally. 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. You can also check them out at landmarkgold.com for more info. David Fisher, always appreciate your insights in helping us today.
You're very welcome, my friend.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Don't go away.
Sponsored by Landmark Capital Precious Metals Incorporated.